I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
I've been to quite a few horse-related events over the last few years. Barrel races, rodeos, draft horse work days, bucking horse sales, and horse shows of every description. Now I thought I'd seen it all, but today I'm in Twigg, Minnesota for something entirely new to me. Twigg is an unincorporated community located on Highway 53, about 15 miles north of Duluth, and I've come here for a model horse sale and swap. That's right, model horses. Dozens of people of all ages have come here this afternoon to view, buy, sell, or swap their horses and tack. I first talked with Marty and Marvin Johnson, owners of Johnson Saddle Shop and organizers of the event.
Well, this is our model horse get-together and swap. We started it about 4 years ago, and it's just an opportunity in the middle of winter when everybody has a little cabin fever to come out and visit other people that have a like interest and see what other people have for model horses and maybe pick up some new ones or sell something that's not something that you want anymore.
So are there a lot of people that do this?
More than you'd expect. I have people that call themselves closet collectors because they feel alone. So something like this gives them an opportunity to see that, yeah, there's other people that like these horses and like collecting them, and there's such a variety. You know, this is one of those hobbies where if you don't have the real thing, it's the next best thing because the horses are so realistic and there's so much variety. Whatever kind of horse that you like, you can find in the models. A lot of people make tack for them, so you can dress them up, you can set up scenarios. I mean, it's a very diverse hobby.
Are there other model horse events or kinds of events?
Yes, we sponsor two models horse shows, so where they actually show the horse just like a real horse show, except, you know, they don't move. And they're easier to get to the horse show because they just ride in a box in the back of the seat of your car.
When is the horse show?
April 19th. We will do what we call our Fiesta show, and it will be held at the Shrine Event Center on Highway 53 in Hermantown.
We do another horse show in the fall, so it's two a year, one in, more in Twigg and the one at the Shrine Building.
And do you have a lot of people show up for the horse shows?
We will have up to 30 exhibitors, and you know, each one has got maybe 30 to 40 to 50 horses to exhibit, so there'll be a lot of model horses.
When I asked them about how you judge a model horse show, Marty referred me to one of their exhibitors who also judges.
My name is Heather Wisner. I actually grew up with real horses, so this gives me something to do during the winter when it's just too dangerous to get horses out and about. But also the artistry involved in creating a equine sculpture to look like a real horse. So the idea behind it is to kind of just imagine if this was a real horse, how would it look? How would it function? The painting and the artistry behind it is where I really enjoy model horses. There's a lot that goes into it rather than just picking up a toy from a big box store.
So what kinds of things do people do to them for the shows?
Oh my goodness, that is a loaded question. Then we start getting into customs, and those would be where the models are painted in different colors. Some could be bays, some could be pintos, some could be Appaloosas, depending on the own artist's or person's preference. And the idea with that is to be as realistic as possible. I know some artists that paint down to the individual hair on the models. I guess some of them go a little cross-eyed in trying to paint realistic hair patterns on models. And of course, the more you get into it, it's kind of a big bunny hole. And a lot of folks have turned this into businesses. It can be a great hobby. It can be for folks that really want real horses but can't quite get into them. So it's a good avenue for a lot of folks in different ways. Or in my case, it's easier to work with model horses on a shelf than real horses during the winter time. So there's a lot of different aspects. Around here, you know, you're going to see a lot of original finished models, but there's some customs. There's a couple factory pieces here. There's kind of quite a gambit as you look around. And then there's tack. That's a whole nother part of it, where you create realistic tack to suit up these models and take them off for the day. So with tack, the idea is same, realistic. It's got to look exactly as it would in real life. And if you could wave a magic wand and make it real, it would absolutely be usable. From there, then you take your tack and your special horse, and you start getting into performance classes, where that's what I enjoy, is the creativity and performance. And what performance is taking that model and creating an image of time. So maybe the horse is jumping over a jump, maybe they're herding cattle, maybe they're riding through the countryside, and creating a realistic scene that all needs to be accurate, correct. So there's a lot that goes on.
How did you get into judging specifically?
By default. Those of us that have been in this hobby for a while, generally we get asked, especially at a local level, to help with our expertise and knowing, you know, a lot of models, different editions throughout the years. And you kind of get to a point where suddenly everything starts looking the same on the table. And my background's in 4-H and working with livestock as a kid, and I've always been involved with horses in some way, shape, or form. So I was asked many, many years ago to start judging at local shows, and that's, I appreciate that there's national level shows out there, and those are a lot of fun. The competition is intense. But at the local level, I just enjoy connecting with people and seeing local creativity. Hopefully I'll get to Briarfest this year, which is what most of these models are. It's made by a company called Briar, and they have a national convention every year in Kentucky at Kentucky Horse Park. And that can be pretty awesome, too. So, yeah, it's not just a local thing. It's all over the country and world. I think this is a great hobby for a lot of reasons, and it's super accessible. And the wonderful thing about model horses versus real horses is when you get sick of it, you can put them on the shelf, let them collect dust, and you don't have to worry about farrier bills and vet bills, and nobody's going through a fence. You know, there's no colic involved. You just pick them up and dust them off, and you can start all over again where you left off.
From the model horse sale and swap in Twigg, Minnesota, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.